Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where you learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, MC Kim, aka the Kind Intelligent Man. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. I don't know why that still makes me chuckle every single time. I hope you are out there alive, feeling well, and if not, let's turn some things around in this episode for you. But first, I want to give a shout out to a listener and one of our OG podcast guests all the way from episode 3. He sent me a wonderful email about last week's episode, number one reason why you haven't reached your fitness goals yet, but you will. He mentioned that he enjoyed the episode, he really liked it, and he shared it with his whole team to listen to. Thank you so much for that. You know, if you ever tried something new or that's different, or if you're putting yourself out there, there's a lot of room for self-doubt. No one beats yourself up better than yourself. And, you know, to hear that people are enjoying the show and getting a little something out of it, you know, it gets me hyped up. And I'm hyped for this episode. So if you like today's episode or any of the episodes and you want to show some support, please go out there and share it with your friends, with your family, with your loved ones. You know, leave it on for your dog and your cat. You know, apparently there is a podcast out there where you can leave, that you can leave on so that your pets don't get lonely. Man, there is something out there for everyone. I'll tell you that much. So we're going to go get into it in today's episode. And you probably may be wondering and want to know some updates of my 30-day wake up earlier challenge that I started a couple weeks ago. And from last week, I bumped up the time from getting up from 7 a.m. to 6:30 a.m. And bump is definitely the key word to use. But I'll get into that in a few. I just wanted to touch on something that I've heard a lot throughout my fitness career, and it's about following my passion. And I'm here to tell you, don't follow your passion. Instead, follow your curiosity and imagination. Maybe some of y'all are surprised to hear me say something like that, not to follow your passion, instead to follow your curiosity and imagination, but it's true. Trust me on this one. I have never followed my passion. Now, it doesn't mean to say that I'm not passionate about what I do. I am. I love this fitness game. I love the fitness industry. I love helping people. I love entrepreneurship. And I love the incredible relationships that I have forged over the years with my clients. But I didn't get into this industry because of my passion. I didn't quit my job to follow my passion. I quit my job, I started this business, I started this podcast, and I mistakenly grew up my hair into a ponytail a few years back because I was curious on how it would change my life and what kind of impact it would make on my life. I imagined what my life could be like if I decided to do certain things, to take a certain path. And for some of it, it came to fruition. You know, things like I'm able to support my family, to take care of them, to put food on the table. And others, it was a very long, dark, lonely road. Like when the business was failing for a couple years there, it was like really touch and go. And man, that played with me mentally hard. But I still had to put a smile on my face to be there for those people that needed me, that hired me to be there. I had to show up every single day. When I wasn't sure if I was there for myself. And of course, there are those rare times where my curiosity led to literally blowing my mind, seeing and experiencing things that weren't even on my spectrum. You know, things like I'm here speaking to you over this podcast, connecting with people around the world, training people around the world. You know, these kinds of things were never on my radar, but I'm happy that they are now. I'm happy that my curiosity has led me here, and I wouldn't take back the good, the bad, the ugly experiences because, you know, it fulfilled something inside of me that I truly wanted, or at least I thought I wanted, which led me to taking the steps that I needed to take. When I first left my career at the government, I received a bunch of messages from friends and family, old coworkers who would reach out to me and say things like, "That's so great of you to follow your passion. I'm so jealous that you found something that you're passionate about. And at that time, I really couldn't put into words and explain what it is that I was actually following. But now I know. And I know that it really was my curiosity. I was curious, could I actually do this? Do I have the work ethic? Do I have the drive? Will I learn the know-how? I wondered if I would meet cool people or whether this is something that I would have to just piggyback and do myself. Will I rise to the occasion if I fail? These were some of the burning questions that I had when I left my job, instead of just blindly following my passion. So why am I bringing this up? What does this have to do with your fitness goals? I bring this up because I see you and I see people like you being stuck. May have seen some of your friends or family members just stuck. And they're stuck at trying to find the perfect exercise or to find that perfect workout plan that's going to work for them. They're frozen to make a move because there are just so many options and they just don't know which one to choose. They don't want to waste their time choosing the wrong one. They don't want to make that mistake. They're comparing themselves, or you're comparing yourself, your body, your fitness level, your life, to those on social media, and wondering why you don't have those things, instead of imagining what your life could be like. And I stress the imagining part, because that's really the best part of it, imagining what your life could be like. I bring this up now because around this time is the time where I call the slippage, where I see more and more people starting to drop off their goals, their resolutions that they have made for themselves in the beginning of the year. And if that is you, this is an amazing time to sit back and to imagine what it is that you want. To be curious of what your fitness and what your health and what your life means to you. You have to think outside the box for this one. You really do. Set aside the weight loss goals for a second. Put aside the aesthetics for 1 minute. Ask yourself, what is it that you've always dreamt of doing? And you might not be able to get an answer right away. But plant that seed. Plant that seed right now. And take a second. And just imagine. Imagine that you had the time to do this, that you had like 30 seconds. I know we live a busy life and it's hard to imagine that we could have a couple seconds to ourselves, but let's imagine. So, ask yourself what it is that you've always wanted to do. Is it you want to learn how to do a handstand because it looks pretty cool? Did you want to travel to Argentina and hike the Patagonia Trail? Did you want to push your body to the limits and try something that seems outlandish at the moment, like a triathlon? Do you want to walk without a crutch or a cane for the first time in your life? These are real examples from the people that I coach. They have dreamt, they have wondered, and now they are trying to pursue those goals. Right now, it seems impossible. It seems impossible that you would stop walking with a crutch. It seems hard to think, like, not only do I need to train to hike this crazy trail, but I also need to save up money, book some time off to be able to go out and do this as well. And that's no easy task in itself. But the one thing that they all have in common is that they have this element of uncertainty. Can I do this? Will I get hurt? This is really putting myself out there. And of course, they also come with the undeniable, satisfying feeling when you have accomplished this goal. And that feeling of satisfying your curiosity trumps that feeling of when you step on that scale. believe me on that one. And I think you do. So if you've fallen off or you're starting to fall, stop. Stop what you're doing. Stop loving someone else's life and start to be curious of what your life should look like. And if you need a little bit of inspiration and you're stuck, go ahead, check out remixmyfitness.com where I have a quiz that'll tell you which one of the five fitness personalities you are and suggest activities best suited to you. And you can do this by visiting remixmyfitness.com, taking your Cracking Your Fitness DNA quiz online. Let me know if the quiz got it right or if it got it wrong and why that is. And you can do this by hitting me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. I believe that most people fall into at least one of the five fitness personalities. These fitness personalities are good indicators of what gets you going, what motivates you, what your interests are. The five being the loner, the partner in crime, the community gold member, life of the party, and the team player. So which one are you? And one of the best practices that I would suggest to people who will be doing this quiz is once the quiz determines your fitness personality, it's going to give you a list of activities that are best suited to you. I want you to take an honest look at these activities and take a second to envision yourself doing any of them. The quiz isn't an end-all, be-all, the perfect answer, but it's meant to inspire you to think past your own current roadblocks. Sound good? Now, on the topic of curiosity, perhaps you are wondering how my 30-day wake-up earlier challenge is going, and, you know, just to give you a recap, a few weeks ago, I embarked on a challenge to wake up earlier in the day with my ultimate goal of getting up at 6 a.m. 7 days a week. And the first week, I started by simply just trying to get up at 7 a.m., you know, and last week I gave myself a narrow win. And this week I decided I'm going to bump it up to 6:30. And so, how did that go? Well, I hit a little bit of a wall. As of this recording, I am 2 for 6 mornings of getting up at 6:30. Yikes, I know. That's a bad stat. And while I've been doing this and not getting the kinds of wins that I was envisioning myself from getting, while I've been doing this, I couldn't help but think of my clients, all the people that I've trained over the years. Because you know that first week you're all hyped, you're trying something new, you're motivated, and you're just on this high. And that's how I was when I first started this. I was like a very gung-ho. And as weeks progress, you know that there's that little voice in the back of your head which is starting to feed that monster that I'll call doubt, with all the negative vibes, the name calling, and you know you are so mean to yourself. There's nobody else that can be meaner. So tell me if you've ever thought of this after you've set a goal for yourself, or you've tried something new, because these are the things that have entered my headspace over the last week, which is maybe this isn't for me. I wasn't built to do this. Because I'll sit there on the subway or while I'm eating, that thought will pop into my mind. Maybe this isn't for me, and I'll feed that. I'll feed that to myself and say, yeah. This isn't meant for me. That's why it's not working. That's why it's not happening for me. Another one is I'm not good enough syndrome. You know, similar to that maybe this isn't for me, but a little harsher. Because now you're actually putting yourself down. I've actually put myself down over the week. You know, even something like trying to wake up earlier. This isn't affecting anyone. It's not like I'm late for appointments or late for my clients or late to getting projects in. This was my own sole personal project of my own. And it's affecting just me, and okay, you know what, perhaps my immediate family members who have to deal with a crankier version of their husband or their dad. And the third one is wanting to give up. And I guess that's what the top two kind of boils down to, you know, the maybe this isn't for me, I'm not good enough, boils down to wanting to give up. I should stop doing this. I don't like how this feels. I don't like feeling like a failure. So the easy way to stop this feeling is to just stop. And these were the thoughts that crept into my inner psyche. You know, initially, first, it wore me down, like I think it would anybody else. But I couldn't help but give myself a little bit of a chuckle because I've heard this all before, and I actually hear it almost every day from people. Let me ask you something. Do any of those sound familiar to you? Have you ever had your own negative thoughts float into your head when you're trying something new or when you're trying something hard? Let me know if any of these sound familiar to you, or if there are any other ones that do creep into your head. Let me know by hitting me up at mckim@remixmyfitness.com. So that being said, this isn't for me, I'm not good enough, wanting to give up, my spirits are not deterred. In fact, it has made me a little bit more of a gamer here. So I'm reworking the drawing board this week, and I won't push back the time to 6 or 6:15. I'm going to keep it at 6:30, but I'm going to change my strategy a little bit. And as one listener wrote in, he said, "If there's one thing I learned from you, and from breaking some of my own bad habits, is taking small steps towards big goals. Now, instead of trying to wake up earlier and stressing about it, perhaps trying to sleep earlier should be your first goal." And I say this, how dare you, Mr. Wu? How dare you use my own advice against me? I'm playing around. I really am. I actually do appreciate this. I got a really good laugh out of this, and I'm sure you did too when you wrote this in. You're like, I'm going to get this guy back. So it's notes like these that make it easier for me to keep trekking along, you know, with a smile on my face. As I've always said, why do it alone when you can do it with others? And that's the whole point of this show. So we're still keeping the time at 6:30, but this time I'm going to dial back my regular sleep time to something a little bit earlier. So just so you know, just so your listeners know that between Monday to Thursday, I end my day and I get home by like 9:30, 10 o'clock. So what I usually do is I eat some dinner and that's why I get to bed a little bit later. So at this time, I don't plan on changing my dinner schedule because it means too much to me to have, you know, those few moments that I get to hang with my wife or to hang with some friends. But I will condense it down so that I can get to my nightly routine a little bit earlier. So wish me luck. Send me a note. Drop me a line. Let me know what I'm doing right, what I'm doing wrong. If you have any advice for me, my ears are open. So that's it for me. That is it for another episode. Please make sure you hit that subscribe button so you never miss a beat. And I'm in your ears every single week. I do appreciate that, by the way. So until next time, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.